Welcome to the Effortless Gardening audio program. This is Lesson 1, and it's entitled Finding Your Hip Joints. We suggest that each lesson in this series be done in a comfortable, flat space. The coaching sessions that follow are designed to be done outdoors in the garden, where we'll help you make clear and practical links between the lessons and the reality of garden work. We strongly suggest that you read the program guide and do all 4 lessons and coaching sessions, even if you think that the subject of a particular lesson is not relevant to your situation, because you might be pleasantly surprised to find some very meaningful learning in areas that don't seem immediately relevant to you right now. These lessons are designed to give you a practical tour through your body, but it's not the kind of tour that you would take as an average tourist, because you'll be a very active participant in this tour. Here's how it all works. Doing the activities is similar to learning how to read and write. Visually, the actual differences between a D and a B are quite small, but knowing the difference is vital to reading and writing. The alphabet of effortless gardening is based on sensing the differences between such sensations as heavy and light, or jumpy and smooth. Learning how these differences feel in your body creates an awareness that leads to ease of movement. And that's the key to what these audio lessons are about. So, before we begin, find a comfortable, flat space where you can lie down. And one last note before we start. Remember not to worry if you don't get something right away. It will become easier as you go. And also remember the basic guideline of effortless gardening. If it feels good, you're doing it right. And if it hurts, stop and slowly work out a way to do the movement so that it does feel good. Now, here's Miriam Levinson with Lesson 1, Finding Your Hip Joints.
Before we begin this awareness through movement lesson, just for comparison, go and get your shovel and try digging a hole. Notice what muscles get tired first. Could you do that all day without pain? If not, what parts of you would hurt by the end of the day? Now let's begin the lesson. Put your hands on your hip joints. And notice where you've chosen to place your hands. And ask yourself, is this really the part of your hip that bends when you bend over? If you're like most people, you put your hands on your hips, but not on your hip joints. For many people, their self-image tells them that their hips, the top of the pelvis, is where their hip joints are. Your body wasn't designed to bend from the top of your hips, and this accounts for a lot of lower back pain. So let's find where your hip joints really are. They're halfway between the bones that stick out in the front of your hips and the pubic bone, along the line of your underwear. Most people are surprised at how far in the hip joints actually are. So put your hands in your pockets, lift one leg, and feel that the area under your pocket is actually the area that bends when you lift your leg. It's not the top of your pelvis. Now please find a comfortable, flat place to lie down on your back. With all awareness through movement lessons, we begin by sensing our contact with the floor. This gives you a place to start from, and it also lets you know how much residual tension you still have in your body when you intend to rest. So notice the parts of your body that rise away from the floor. This could be under your lower back, the backs of your knees. Perhaps your shoulders curl away from the floor a little bit. Those are the places that there is still tension and effort in your muscles, even though you've decided to lie down on the floor and allow gravity to take over the weight of your body.